You are listening to a People Talk production of A Tragic Actor by Anton Chekhov, narrated by Isabel Woods and directed and produced by Nigel Killick. It was the benefit night of Fenegonov, the tragic actor. They were acting Prince Serebryani. The tragedian himself was playing Zaizemsky. Limonodov, the stage manager, was playing Morozov, and Madame Bobatov, Elena. The performance was a grand success. The tragedian accomplished wonders indeed. When he was carrying off Elena, he held her in one hand above his head as he dashed across the stage. He shouted, hissed, banged with his feet, tore his coat across his chest. When he refused to fight Morozov, he trembled all over, as nobody ever trembles in reality, and gasped loudly. The theatre shook with applause. There were endless calls. Fenegonov was presented with a silver cigarette case and a bouquet tied with long ribbons. The ladies waved their handkerchiefs and urged their men to applaud. Many shed tears. But the one who was the most enthusiastic and most excited was Marcia, daughter of Sidoretsky, the police captain. She was sitting in the first row of the stalls beside her papa. She was ecstatic and could not take her eyes off the stage, even between the acts. Her delicate little hands and feet were quivering. Her eyes were full of tears. Her cheeks turned paler and paler. And no wonder. She was at the theatre for the first time in her life. "How well they act! How splendidly!" she said to her papa, the police captain, every time the curtain fell. "How good Fenegonov is!" And if her papa had been capable of reading faces, he would have read on his daughter's pale little countenance a rapture that was almost anguish. She was overcome by the acting, by the play, by the surroundings. When the regimental band began playing between the acts, she closed her eyes exhausted. "Papa," she said to the police captain during the last interval, "go behind the scenes and ask them all to dinner tomorrow." The police captain went behind the scenes, praised them all for their fine acting, and complimented Madame Bobatov.
"Your lovely face demands a canvas. I only wish I could wield the brush."
And with a bow, he thereupon invited the company to dinner. "All except the fair sex," he whispered. "I don't want the actresses, for I have a daughter." Next day, the actors dined at the police captain's. Only three turned up. The manager, Limonodov, the tragedian, Fenegonov, and the comic man, Vodolozov. The others sent excuses. The dinner was a dull affair. Limonodov kept telling the police captain how much he respected him and how highly he thought of all persons in authority. Vodolozov mimicked drunken merchants and Armenians, and Fenegonov, on his passport, his name was Nish, a stout little Russian with black eyes and frowning brow, declaimed, "At the portals of the great, and to be or not to be." Limonodov, with tears in his eyes, described his interview with the former governor, General Kanuchin. The police captain listened, was bored, and smiled affably. He was well satisfied. Although Limonodov smelt strongly of burnt feathers, and Fenegonov was wearing a hired dress coat and boots trodden down at heel. They pleased his daughter and made her lively, and that was enough for him. And Marcia never took her eyes off the actors. She had never before seen such clever, exceptional people. In the evening, the police captain and Marcia were at the theatre again.